In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
So who do you think should take the collection today? Altar boys? Don't nominate yourself. Maybe let's say Job. Job. And Amanda. Amanda, have you ever taken the collection? Yes, I think you did. Once. What's your name, young man?
Patrick.
Patrick, do you want to help Eob to take the collection today? Very good, Patrick. Thank you very much. What do we celebrate today?
Mother's Day.
Very good. Yes, here in North America today, we celebrate Mother's Day.
What
do we celebrate all over the world in the Orthodox Church today? St. Thomas Sunday, the first Sunday after Pascha, the first Sunday after the resurrection of the Lord, is dedicated to St. Thomas. Now, going back to mothers, let me ask you something. Do you love your mothers?
Yes.
Why do you love your mothers? They take care of you, but before they could take care of you, what else did they do for you?
They feed you.
But before that, what did they do for you? What did they do for you? They gave birth to you. And before they gave birth to you, what did they do to you? What did they do for you?
Pray for you.
They prayed for you. That is very true. That many mothers, you know, pray to have children, and they prayed for you, even when you were in their tummy. They prayed for you. So they carried you. Our mothers carried us, I should say, because I was carried by my mother for 9 months, and then they gave birth to us. Now, do you know that a mother during pregnancy, so when she has the baby for 9 months in her tummy, do you know that the mother could die? Did you know that?
In the olden days, especially.
Even today, you know, complications could occur. Thank God, you know, we have doctors, you know, and it doesn't happen very often anymore, but it could still happen. That the mother could die during pregnancy because of complications. And the mother could also die when she gives birth. But the mother doesn't care because she wants to give birth. She doesn't care about herself. She doesn't care about the fact that she could die if she gives birth. She still wants to give birth. Now, is that loving?
Yeah.
I think that's very loving. You know, to tell you the truth, after witnessing the birth of my two daughters, I started to respect my wife and my mother a lot more. Because I didn't know what a mother has to go through to give birth. And then, as you said, they fed you, they nourished you, they looked after you. And that's what also a mother does. A mother is not only to give birth. A mother is a person who gives life. Some women didn't have the chance, you know, to give birth, but any woman is called to give life. That's why Adam didn't call Eve mother. Even if she was the mother, she became the mother of the whole human race. But he called her what? What's the meaning of the word Eve? Of the name Eve, do you remember? Life. Adam didn't call her mother, he called her life. Because any woman is called to give life, to take care of the world around her, to take care of the people around her, and to give a better life to them. So, you love your mothers, do you? Now, sometimes I know that maybe sometimes your mothers ask you to do things and you don't know why they ask you to do that. Did that happen to you? It happened to me too. Sometimes they do things that don't make sense to us. Why would mom do that? And she says that she loves me, but she goes to work. Or she doesn't play with me when I want to play with her. Or can you give me another example of, you know, something that your mother could do and you don't understand why she does it sometimes? Maybe we should not go there. But anyway, clean the house, you know? Yeah, you know? Why does she have to clean the house, you know, every week and sometimes every day? It's clean enough for me, but it's not for her. Why does she have, you know, to work so hard?
So we can live a healthy life.
Exactly, so that we could live a healthy life. But nevertheless, sometimes mothers ask us to do things that don't make sense to us. And sometimes they do things that, again, don't make sense to us. Now, do you get upset when that happens? Sometimes. And you know, that's what happened to Thomas.
Especially if I'm really interested in something, she makes me stop.
Yes, that hurts. Why do you want me to stop doing this thing that I really enjoy?
Before the devil tempts you to stay in it all day, when you say, how could we've done 5 minutes, actually means an hour sometimes.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes seem like an hour sometimes, and you know, that's what happened to Thomas. He was very disappointed when the Lord died. He was very disappointed. It didn't make sense to him how Christ, whom he believed to be the Messiah, the anointed one of God, how could he die and on the cross? Thomas couldn't take it. It didn't make sense to him. And even when the other disciples told him, we have seen the risen Lord, he's not dead, he was risen from the dead, he said, I don't know. I can't believe this. I'm so disappointed, I can't believe this. Now, what do you think? Did Jesus love Thomas?
Yeah.
Did Jesus work many miracles that Thomas saw?
Yeah.
Do your mothers love you?
Yeah.
Do they show you so many times that they love you?
Yeah.
Do they work miracles in your lives?
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes you wonder, why? Wow, mom, how could you do that? That's amazing. That's what we have to remember when our mothers ask us to do something that doesn't make sense to us, or they do something that doesn't really make sense. We have to have faith in our mothers. When we love somebody, we believe in that person, and we have faith in that person. Exactly. We don't give up on them. Even if sometimes what they do doesn't really make sense. It didn't make sense to Thomas when Jesus died. But did Jesus have to die? Yes, he had to die. If he hadn't died, he would have given life even to Thomas, eternal life. But Thomas didn't know that.
Now been for every next generation too, even for us.
And that's how we many times are. We don't understand why mom has to do that. Or why mom asks me to do that. But the mother knows why. And the only thing we need to know sometimes is that our mothers love us. And we have to tell ourselves, you know, I don't know why my mother asks me to do this. Or I don't know why she's doing this, but I know she loves me. And because she loves me, I trust her. That and I'll do what she asks me to do.
But sometimes the devil pulls you around and tells you to go in a different direction.
Yeah, that is true. But do we have to listen to the devil?
No. No.
Because we always have another voice in the other ear, the voice of the angel telling us, you should do this. Is that not true? The good voice, the voice of God is telling us what to do. And then we have to decide for ourselves because we have free will. We could decide for ourselves to do what is loving, what is good. So anyway, that's what I wanted to tell you today. Anna, do you want something else?
The angels in one ear and the devils in the other.
And we could choose who we want to listen to. Yeah? So anyway, what I wanted to keep in mind for today is that we have to trust the people who obviously love us. We have to trust the people who obviously sacrifice themselves for us every day. And when they ask us to do something that doesn't really make sense, we should do it in faith and out of love. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Christ is risen. When the Austrians decided to build the Simmering Railway, it was a huge undertaking. Even if it was a beige, it was not a long railway. It was only about 30 miles long, but it had to be through the mountain. It had to build through the to be built through the mountains, and they had to build dozens of tunnels and very difficult bridges. And when they came up with a plan for this railway, they realized that there was no locomotive at the time that would be able to travel that railway, because some curves were just too tight for the locomotives they had at the time. But they said, let's build it, because this is the right thing to do. We know that the country needs this railway. So let's start building it, and the locomotive will be built later. They took a leap of faith, and the rabbi told me once that sometimes the only means of transportation is a leap of faith. So they took a leap of faith, and they built this very difficult railway through the mountains. And guess what? The locomotive came later. When you started building this beautiful church complex, you had doubts. You asked yourself, could we really do this? Is this not too much for us? And it could have been too much. But nevertheless, you knew that this was the right thing to do. It was a good and noble thing to do. And you took a leap of faith and you built it. And now everybody likes it. Sometimes in life, we gotta believe. Sometimes in life, we have to walk in faith. And if we are people of faith, we have to walk in faith. God promised Abraham a son, and that he's going to build a big nation out of him. And guess what? His son Isaac was born 20 years later. And Abraham was already old. But he believed. And when the Lord told him, I want you to leave this land and to follow me where I lead you to the promised land, he followed the Lord. He walked in faith. The Lord told Thomas today, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Sometimes we cannot see some things, and we still have to believe that, to believe in them, because otherwise they don't happen. As I told the children, if we love somebody, we have sometimes to walk in trust and to follow that person, because we know that that person loves us and proved us so many times that that person is ready to give even his or her life for us. When we love somebody, we trust that person. When we love a project, we walk in faith and we make sacrifices because we believe that that is the right thing to do. And then we become blessed. It's very interesting, you know, the original Greek word for blessed is makarios. Sometimes in English this is translated with happy, or, you know, something, you know, blessed is a better translation. The original meaning of the word makarios is to be filled with grace, to become bigger than life. I put my trust in you, Lord. We give faith, God gives us his grace, and we become makarios, blessed, full of grace, full of strength, ready to move the mountains. That's why we need to have faith. Without faith, we cannot do anything. With faith, we can move the mountains. That's what the Austrians did. They moved the mountains, even if they didn't know. When they started building, they didn't know if they could ever use that railway. But they believed in it because it was a good and noble thing to do for their country. You believe in building this church, and you built it because you knew that this was right, the right thing to do. Finally, brethren, St. Paul says in the letter to Philippians, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, these things have in your mind. If we set our mind on things, on projects that are worthy, that are noble, sooner or later they will happen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.